What's up, family? Welcome back to another episode of PJ's Take. Hope and pray that all is well with y'all. And it's been a minute, but today's episode is all about gratitude. Gratitude is a simple concept, but it is also complex at the same time if you think about it. So when I think of being grateful for something, I think of showing appreciation for like the major stuff in life. Stuff like, you know, having a steady income, or your kids being born healthy, or even your AC working in the summer, especially down south. But I feel like at the same time, we have some bad habits. While we show appreciation for that major stuff, we tend to overlook and we take for granted those small blessings. And we fail to acknowledge those things that we just always expect to go right 24/7. So my goal for this episode is for us to realize that we should show gratitude not only for the major stuff, but also for the small stuff in our life. And this topic really hits home, I feel like, for a lot of people, because we can all do better. We can all do better. For me personally, though, I used to compare my life so much to the point that I took everything that God had blessed me with for granted. Like back in school, I would look at the people who had, you know, the most money or the fanciest car, and I'd be like, man, why wasn't I born with all that money? Or I would look at the people who was considered like the quote unquote popular kids in school, and I'd be like, man, why can't I have the confidence to talk to people like that? Why do I always get choked up and, you know, stutter all the time? So instead of praying to God for the confidence for me just to be myself, I was ungrateful and I just tried to compare myself to other people all the time. Because I learned this the hard way, but let me tell you what. Ain't nobody better at being you than you are. So do what you're best at and just be yourself. Say it one more time. Ain't nobody better at being you than you are. So do what you're best at and be yourself. Be grateful for them small blessings. Because there's a lot of people on this planet that would die for even a quarter, for even half of what you got, if you think about it. But I'm going to come back to them small blessings later. I got a story for y'all. So if y'all follow basketball, you've probably heard of Jeremy Lin, a.k.a. Lin Sanity. So he made history by being the first Asian American player in the NBA. And he also won the title back in, I think it was 2019, with the Raptors. But when he was asked about his rise to fame, he had this to say. My biggest regret is you got to enjoy where you're at today. Because if you don't, then you won't enjoy where you're trying to get to. And then he also said, if you're not learning how to be content where you're at today, you won't be content when you get to your destination. And that's what I had to learn the hard way. See, that's mighty funny because we're always going to learn the lesson, either the easier way or the harder way. Like, it's up to us to make that choice. And that's absolute facts, because we should always have a goal, like you said, something that we're working towards, whether long term or short term, it don't matter. And what stood out to me was the fact that throughout his career, you know, high school, college, the D League, the National China League, the NBA, you know, people always doubted him. But instead of him soaking up all that hate and all that doubt, he used that as motivation. And he chose to be grateful for his journey. He chose to be grateful for where he was at, because all of our walks are different. So back to those small blessings. So here's some of the main things that are considered like small blessings that I feel like we take for granted. A working fridge so your food don't spoil. Having good eyesight. Having a sharp mind to retain knowledge in school or at work. Strengthen your body to do simple tasks like bathe yourself or feed yourself without anybody's help. Or even waking up every morning. I feel like those are some of the things that we tend to look over more times than others. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm guilty with some honestly, if not all of these, I've been guilty at one point or another. And I feel like the fact that we always expect this stuff to go right, that we don't pay it no mind, kind of goes to show that we do overlook them from time to time. But speaking of stuff going our way, I found a scripture that I feel like it kind of embodies what it means to show gratitude and be grateful. So 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 say, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So my take on that scripture is that God's will is perfect, and it's better to be in his will than to be caught outside of it. Because when all we do is complain, we're showing how ungrateful we are. And God will never bless us with the big stuff if we don't show gratitude and appreciation for the small stuff, right? But I got a challenge for y'all. For the next 12 hours, for the next 5 hours, show some gratitude for all the blessings in your life and watch what difference it makes. Just watch. But with that being said, thank you all for tuning in to my content. You can find me on Instagram at PJFinley7, where I take suggestions for future topics. I really appreciate y'all. So peace and bless up.